Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone
with the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al,
Zane,
and Brian.
Wanted to talk about briefly, I guess this is kind of gossipy stuff, but it's the offseason. What else are we going to do?
Yeah.
But you said Tim Kawakami blocked you.
Yeah, Tim blocked me on Twitter. Yeah.
What'd you do, man? What'd you say to him?
I dared to question a take that he had. That was like
really?
Legitimately, oh, that was okay. Legitimately it. I pushed back on a take that he had and he immediately blocked me. So.
That's interesting. Hey. I don't really interact with him. He's never been on the show or anything. I don't know him at all. But I've heard he's a little prickly with he was pretty quick to block from, but I block a lot of people though too, so I probably shouldn't talk. But I only block people if you're like disrespectful. If you're like disrespectful, if you're a dick. Like I saw there was somebody who responded to something. Again, you know, I always talk about I don't like Twitter and I'm talking about Twitter, but like who said something I don't know about the show, like we looked like we were in our basement, so we have hats on. So I just you're gonna be negative.
Yeah, he shit on us for wearing hats. I was like, I legitimately don't understand.
We are bald. Brian and I are bald men. Damn it.
Yeah.
It's a hate crime for bald people.
Exactly. I should have reported it. I should have reported it to Twitter. I actually got that guy to block me. So that was
a win. Great.
That was a win for me.
It's really, I had one person tell me one time how much he hated me, and I was like, Why would you follow me if you hate me so much? He's like, I just want to see like the stupid shit you'll say next. I'm like, so you hate follow me? I'm like, I think that's awesome.
And that's 100% what it is. It's a hate
it's
follow.
Great. Yeah. So I'm sure there's some people do hate follow me. Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's a lot of mental energy, but hey, you do you.
All right. So kind of gossipy with this Jimmy Garoppolo stuff. Could he have played in the NFC Championship game? Could he not? Was there a rift with Kyle? Because Kyle was very short when they asked him if Jimmy was coming back. So what Kawakami said, I believe he was on KMBR, he said, well, I checked around the team and discovered, yes, the relationship between Garoppolo and Shanahan Lynch seems to have gone a bit south in the days or weeks leading up to the NFC Championship game loss in Philadelphia. I don't know if there was a specific blow up or conversation that led to this. I don't know what the main issue was. And then he went on to say, they could have used that roster spot for somebody else, maybe defensive tackle Hassan Ridgeway. But Shanahan and Lynch saved it for Garoppolo, who tried and couldn't get healthy enough to be Purdy's backup in the conference title game, and then Purdy got hurt. Again, I don't know that any of this directly led to Shanahan's abrupt answer about Garoppolo. And before that, Garoppolo bypassing the media during locker room cleanout day the last week. But I imagine this was part of the atmosphere around the two. Here's the initial thing that I think about this. I always thought that there was this, like, notion around Garoppolo that was not based in reality whatsoever. And I've talked about it so much where you go back to 2021 now, I'm here it is anymore. But when they look to move on from him that whole offseason, they're trying to move on from Jimmy. And then they do draft Lance and Shanahan's on Sean McVay's podcast, like, oh, I really wanted Stafford. And I was so pissed when I didn't get him. And your quarterbacks are sitting there and they wanted Trey to play and Trey gets hurt. He hurts his finger. He's not ready. They're kind of stuck with Jimmy. There's all that stuff at the end of the season with the surgery and they try to trade him. And then they say, hey, just go over to this side of the field and leave us alone because we couldn't. And then, well, okay, why don't you come back and be our backup, thinking they'll still maybe try to trade him. And then Lance gets hurt. It's like, hey, buddy, what's going on? You want to come? So the notion that Garoppolo has like all this love and like this dollar, I love this team. He probably couldn't wait to get the hell out of there. That's the first thing. And the second thing, I'm sure Shanahan's sick of his shit. He's hurt all the time. So Kyle's out here trying to win a Super Bowl, and this dude's been hurt you know, every single season except 2019, pretty much at some point. But I don't think, I think if Garoppolo, there's a part of me that thinks if he could have been out there, he would have, because didn't he have like a bonus of like $1 million or something if he played in the NFC Championship, the Super Bowl? He had some kind of bonus tied into that.
I know, but that there were, yeah, bonus structures. I just don't know specifically.
I don't know exactly what it was, but the notion that there's not at least a little bit of tension there to me was always comical. Somebody tries to replace you. I don't think they treated Jimmy very well. But again, Kyle as a coach is sitting here saying, I've had all these seasons that have ended prematurely and we haven't been able to because he's been hurt. And then the season 2021, when he did play, he was hurt at the end of the season and there was the drama with the surgery. So if the two of them are sick of each other, I think that's natural human nature. Whatever. Move on. It is what it is. He ain't the quarterback anymore. I think anybody in that situation would be a little bit annoyed. So I thought, you know, again, it's something to talk about. I thought it was a little bit, you know, when we read the book in 20 years, maybe there'll be more information on it. But it's human nature, man. If both of them are a little sick of each other, I would not be surprised.
Well, and I thought it was interesting, you know, and again, it's got to be the era we live in, right? It's got to be the era of social media sports, right? The era of Twitter. There are just people who are desperate to feel like their favorite player is being persecuted or is being oppressed or whatever you want to call it. And so, you know, there were people who took Kyle Shanahan's comments. I think it was Matt Maiocco in that post season, whatever you want to call it, postmortem, if you will, where Kyle just looked haggard as hell and John Lynch didn't look much better. They asked him flat out, do you see a scenario where Jimmy Garoppolo would be a part of this team? And essentially Kyle Shanahan said, no, I don't see a scenario where he's going to be a part of the team. And there were people that took that clip and were like, I can't believe how disrespectful Kyle was to Jimmy. And I was like, here's the question they asked him. Do you see a scenario where Jimmy Garoppolo is a part of this team? And here's the background to that question. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be a free agent. His contract is up after this season. Jimmy Garoppolo is healthy-ish, right? He's going to be healthy by the time free agency rolls around, so he will be able to try out for teams. He will be able to throw for teams, things that he was not able to do last season. Jimmy Garoppolo will have a market. I can guarantee that. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to have a market, and that market is likely going to land him a deal in the range of probably $15 to $20 million a season. The 49ers do not have the cap flexibility to add Jimmy Garoppolo at $15 to $20 million a season. They also have two young quarterbacks that they are excited about. And by they, I mean, they're excited about Brock Purdy and they tolerate Trey Lance. That's what it seems like at this point, right? But at the very least, they know we've got two young quarterbacks. Between the two of them, they're making $10.3 million next season. Why would we bring Jimmy Garoppolo back? I do not see a scenario where we're bringing Jimmy Garoppolo back to compete with these two guys who we think are QB1 and QB2 in whatever order. That's to be determined. It seems like it's predetermined that as long as Purdy is healthy, it's going to be Purdy and with Lance backing him up. But what I just, it was so weird to me. Like how is that disrespectful? And the other thing that we've got to remember is that Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy Garoppolo, they did this already last offseason. They gave each other their flowers. Jimmy Garoppolo gave flowers to the 49ers fans and to reporters. Like he did it all already. He said it's goodbye. And then it just worked out that he came back. But that always felt like a begrudging, like I'm only doing this because I don't have anything else, right? So, Jimmy, I never felt like Jimmy Garoppolo was bought in for this season. And if I'm Jimmy Garoppolo and I'm cleared to play, but I'm not super comfortable, and the reality is I could hurt myself again, and now I go into free agency hurt again, like I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to put my future on the line for a team that hasn't wanted me for three seasons. And I mean, yeah, I love my guys. I love George Kittle. I love, you know, the guys in this locker room, but again, they're not going to be my teammates after this season. Why am I going to jeopardize my future and my earning potential to play in this one game? right? And I could get in this game, but regardless. So I think both of it is just like, it just all makes sense. Like, I don't think it's the sinister, like, you know, Kyle Shanahan hates Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy Garoppolo hates the 49ers. Maybe Jimmy Garoppolo, maybe they hate each other. They did a great job of covering it up. And to be perfectly honest, they probably should hate each other. They each have their reason to hate the other one. So it just is what it is, but it's not disrespectful. It's not anything. It's business. This is football. This is what happens. Mm-hmm. So it is what it is, but it did. I thought of this and I wanted to ask you this question because I don't know the answer and obviously no one knows the answer, but it certainly seems like Brock Purdy, again, no announcement has been made, but it certainly seems like they're operating as if he is going to get the repair and not Tommy John. And it seems like he is operating as well. So we're looking at that 6-month window, right? Mm-hmm. But that 6-month window is a 6-month window for a return to action, not a 6-month window to return to throwing, right? Right. It's not like he has to wait 6 months and then he can start throwing. He has to wait 3 months and then he can start his throwing program after 3 months. And then by the time you ramp that up, then you get to that 6 month and you're ready to go. So with that in mind, what do you think Trey Lance needs to do, or what do they need to see from Trey Lance for him to even, for him to even think about getting that QB1 designation this offseason?
If Purdy's healthy, I think Lance is considerably behind the eight ball for QB1. I think Purdy had proved things on the field that just are he's the QB1. I don't even think we're not talking about this injury, this isn't even a debate.
Right.
I really feel that way. So Lance has to go out there and he has to just he needs to show that he's more comfortable within the offense throwing the ball. Kyle has to show that he trusts him to throw the ball more because he clearly didn't. Right. He ran a totally different offense. He was just running a lot. So I think that's it. Yeah. I think he has to look comfortable in the pocket. I think he has to look comfortable throwing the ball, and he has to look comfortable running the offense, which Purdy did. And I said, the offense has always looked clunky with Lance. So I just think it's going to be, I'm not saying he can't do it because Lance is incredibly talented, and Lance just, it's not his fault. He just hasn't had the reps and he hasn't played in years. Right. So I think it's going to be very difficult for him to do that. But as we've seen with the 49ers, it's rare that only one quarterback plays. So Lance is going to get a shot at some point, I think, and he's just going to have to take advantage of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, the thing that I kept thinking about was this idea of Trey Lance being the guy all offseason, right? All OTAs and into training camp. But by the time, if Purdy has his surgery soon, and I would assume he will, mm-hmm. he'll be ready by preseason. And to me, the only way that Lance can win this job is to do so in game situations. And I don't know that he's going to get that opportunity. You know what I mean? It's like the big bugaboo for Lance is lack of game reps, and what does he look like in the games? So I don't know if he's going to be able to show anything in OTAs or anything in camp for them to be like, oh, okay, things are different. Things have clicked or whatever. And that's where I was like, it just feels like there isn't any opportunity for him to win QB1. And so it's almost just like, to me, it's kind of Schadenfreude, right? It's like, we're going to talk this big game, but in reality, he has no chance as long as Purdy can recover from this elbow injury. And there's the big unknown, right? Obviously, it's a 6-month time frame, but everybody is different. Everybody is different. And perhaps he can't recover as quickly as we anticipate. But it just feels like, you know, for as much talk as, you know, Lance is going to have to win it in the offseason, it's like, what can he do? I don't think there's anything that he could do, because it's not the things in the offseason that kept him from getting the job. It will keep him from getting the job is his lack of game reps. And you've seen what Purdy can do in the games, and you have three games and a drive of Lance starting. And like you said, it's been clunky. And, you know, if you look at just the games that he started and finished, he's 1-2. If you look at the games that he started, they're 2-2. And then you look at the games that Purdy started and finished, and they're 8-0. Like, right. It just, like you said, it really does seem like he's behind the eight ball.
And the point scored thing, not that I really wanted to totally get to everything right now, but you just look at the point scored. We talk about what with Brock, where they're just putting up 30, 35 a game. Yeah. With Lance, they scored. And again, he is super green. So it's not his fault. But you just, again, it's the proof this is a ready to win now team. So if you have one quarterback who's putting up 35 a game, and you have another in his starts, he's put up 10, 23. And then granted, I know it was the monsoon game in Chicago. I understand all that, but the offense looked clunky overall in that game too. And they put up 10 in that game. So that's not a lot of points, compared to what Purdy did. So it is, I think you're right, Brian. I think until we can see him in a game situation, it's going to be tough. All right, real quick, before we get into some of this free agency stuff, I just saw two stats that I just want to throw out there because I think it shows how good of a season George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk really had. So 49ers QBs had a rating of 127.2 thrown to Kittle this year. That was the second highest rating for any player with 40 plus targets. Only Jerick McKinnon was higher with 130.4. That's a terrific season. Brandon Ayuk, we talk about that if he got more chances, what he could do. He had the fourth highest rating when targeted by QB for players with at least 100 targets. His rating was when QBs had a rating of 115.9 throwing to him, he had 115 targets. The only players who were better were Stephon Diggs, 154 targets, 120.3. Jalen Waddle, 117. The rating was 119.5. And Travis Kelce, 152 targets, and the rating was 117.2. That is some pretty damn good company to be in, to be top four. Shows what a good year Ayuk had, shows the arrows pointing up, shows he's very important to the Niners moving forward.
Yeah, that's again, let's rumors on the timeline, whatever. Brandon Ayuk is going to be a 49er next season, and he'll probably be one the season after that, and then they will probably extend him. Brandon Ayuk isn't going anywhere. Not only that, but Brandon Ayuk was on Brad Graham's YouTube channel. Brad is the SF Niners and caused a bit of a stir in Philadelphia. Everybody in Philadelphia hates Brandon Ayuk because Ayuk said, like, basically, I mean, their defense is good on paper, but like, we really felt confident that we could have beaten them if our quarterback was healthy. So, you know, and then Eagles fans have taken that and been like, he disrespected us, whatever. But he also said that he wanted to be a 49er for a long time. So, and that's the thing is, you look at this offense, right? Everyone is coming back except for, we've got two free agents, right? Mike McGlinchey and Jake Brendel. Everybody else is coming back.
Brunskill a free agent too? I know he didn't start.
Brunskill is a free agent. But I meant in terms of starters, and I guess technically he was kind of like a part-time starter, if you will, with the rotation with him and Burford. But I just you look at what this offense did to end the season, and you think to yourself, there's no reason why that cannot continue moving forward, as long again as Lance or Purdy can operate it at the level that Purdy was operating at the end of the season. So I'm not surprised to hear those numbers. It's surprising in how high they were in terms of QB rating. But I mean, you watched that season unfold and you're like, man, those two guys are probably the most important players in this offense outside of Christian McCaffrey. So awesome season from Ayuk, awesome season from Kittle. Would love to see it kind of go back to back, right? Because Kittle, I mean, as long as Kittle stays healthy, and that's been the biggest issue, but there really haven't been seasons that he's stacked on top of each other, right? In terms of like incredible performance. He's always been good. He's always been solid. He's always been incredible in the run game, but his production in the passing game, you know, kind of ebbs and flows. So I would love to see it flow two seasons in a row, if you will. That would be fantastic. And I think Ayuk is just only getting better. And that's the other thing that, you know, he's an ascending talent, which is what you love to see, especially since he's still on his rookie deal.
And I think what people don't understand about Ayuk when they talk about the contract, there's people on the team now who there's outs and things coming up with contracts. Some people have outs that they can get out of. I don't even know that George Kittle is going to be here in 2 years.
Right.
You know, he's getting old. Love him. I hope he retires a Niner, but he's getting older. They may have to restructure something. You never know. You never know with big salaries like that, players who are approaching 30. So who knows? Who knows? Maybe Eric Armstead isn't there in 2 years. I think they'll find one because I think Ayuk is going to be to the point where they can't let him go. And they may have to make some tough choices. But yeah, I would be surprised if he goes elsewhere. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.